Oh my gathos, what the hell? It's your fucking boy, the one and only Jordan Robbie. Fuck guys, it's been quite some time since I've done one of these things, so let me just give you a refresher. Right now it is 11:55 p.m. August 14th, soon to be August 15th, and you know what that means, ladies and gentlemen. A drum roll, please. That just means it's been 2 months since I've lived in San Diego. Nothing too crazy, but yeah, your boy fucking up and left San Luis Obispo. My home fucking town, at least that's what I call it, because I lived there for 9 fucking years. So, kind of was just not really doing anything at home and working my dick off to basically do nothing in San Luis Obispo, or at least doing the same damn thing I've been doing for the past 5 years. So, I don't know, shit kind of got stale and I got over it. So, I packed up all my shit and followed my best friends to beautiful sunny San Diego, and it's been nothing short of amazing here, to be honest. Training at the world's best jiu-jitsu academy, Altos Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Fucking heard of it? But really, it's the world's best jiu-jitsu, and I'm super. It's a fucking dream. It's a goddamn dream. Before I even stepped into that gym, actually, I had followed a handful of the black belts there on Instagram. So the first day I ever stepped foot in that place, I was like, oh my god, I know that dude, I know that dude, I know that dude, and their accolades and whatnot too. So was somewhat starstruck, and now I get to call them my training partners and also instructors and professors. So it's a dream come true, and still can't believe it, actually. It's a crazy reality, and shit's starting to change, and for the better. I mean, I'm still kind of trying to adjust just a little bit and find my finances. Find it, I mean, I guess, get my shit together, in lack of better words. But yeah, I'd rather be struggling here than back home, so you boys keeping at it. But anyways, I just wanted to give you guys a quick motherfucking update, since it's been quite a bit. I guess I could just keep filling you in, since it's only been 3 minutes into this goddamn podcast. But yeah, anyways, jiu-jitsu's been really fucking fun. Been getting my ass handed to me almost every single day, which was expected when you're training at the world's best place. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm getting better, at least I've been told that, which is great recognition. But yeah, shouts outs to Altos Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu headquarters, motherfucker, Professor Galvao. Dude's a goddamn legend. He's having his last fight ever, actually, at ADCC this year, September 29th at the Anaheim Convention Center. And I'm gonna be there to cheer on my professor, as well as some of my teammates that are competing in the tournament as well. So we're all gonna be in the stands shouting and yelling, wearing our Altos gear, and it's gonna be a celebration, and it gonna be lit. So can't wait for that. Also, heading back home to San Luis Obispo, Santa Maria, Slo County, Santa Barbara County for a little bit. Get to train at Paragon, my old home gym, as well as seeing my mommy, Missy Moms, my nieces, my nephews, my sisters, my friends and fam in San Luis Obispo. I get to see all the people from Gus's Grocery, so I get them fucking sandwiches again for a little bit, though, and some fucking breakfast burritos. Holla at your boy. What else? Oh, of course, visit my people at Creekside Physical Therapy. Shouts out to you. And just get to be home for a little bit. It's going to be my first time being back home since living in San Diego. And yeah, can't wait to see all the people that I've been missing since I've been gone. And yeah, it's going to be great. It's another update I can tell you. I guess I can fill you in my two jobs that I have here in San Diego. Number one job being working at Orange Theory Fitness, UTC. I'm a sales associate there, handling front desk shit, selling some memberships and whatnot. Also getting shredded doing those motherfucking classes. What's good? Shout out to you, Orange Theory Fitness. On top of that, I'm also doing basically the same job at a yoga studio called Vibe Flow Yoga, and the studio is pretty cool. Actually, it's a first of its own. It is a yoga class, 50 minute set sequence. Out of the 20 minutes of your set sequence, we have what you call whole body vibration plates built into the ground. And what's great about these whole body vibration plate technology, it's actually it's proven to increase muscle strength. It actually it puts out vertical vibrations and it simulates G-forces, which actually, this machine actually helps build bone density for astronauts, and NASA uses this technology. And also, we are the first company to actually integrate it into yoga. And people are going to start reaping the benefits of whole body vibration plate technology. Yeah, it's pretty tight. Look it up on the Instagram and shit. It's actually in Del Mar. It is the flagship location, being the first of its own and first of many. So check that shit out on the gram. What else I got going on? I'm seeing a few concerts coming up before the year ends. And how fucking crazy that it's the goddamn middle of August right now. It's gonna be Christmas next week. Fucking shit. The year's flying. But yeah, seeing a couple concerts. Logic's headlining a tour here in San Diego. I believe it's at San Diego State. Other acts on that show, Jid from fucking Dreamville. Motherfucker is dope. So I got to see him at the Fremont Theater in SLO. I think that's the beginning of this year. And yeah, he is an incredible rapper. And also YBN Cordae. That motherfucker is 21 years old and he is tearing up the rap game right now, and I'm super stoked to see him. Another concert in line, I'm actually seeing Tyler the Creator, and Jaden Smith, I believe, is actually opening up for him, so that shit gonna be hella lit though, fam. Was good. I am also seeing ASAP Ferg, I believe. I was actually confirming as of today. I think tickets go on sale Friday. Got ASAP Mob rolling through. Other than rap shows, I think I'm gonna see The Story So Far at the Observatory. And Census Fail is actually playing as well. They're playing the first EP, From the Depths of Chaos. I think that's what it's called. From the Depths of Bullshit, whatever. They're playing that album front to back, along with other songs that they've written in the past. Yeah, that gonna be lit too. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys. And since I've been in San Diego, the first 2 weeks actually, my first 3 weeks were really fucking crazy. I got to do a super fight in Tucson, Arizona. It was fucking crazy as hell, actually. It was dope as hell. The event was run very professionally. The card was really, really cool. It showcased kids from ages, I think, 5 years old up into the teens. And then we got the adult card started, which is dope. Mine was a no-gi match at 155 pounds. I weighed in at 145 pounds. But yeah, I had a great match with a guy named Matt Olson. He's actually a good buddy of mine now. Shout out to you, Matt Olson, and 10th Planet, I believe it's Phoenix. Yeah, so shout out to you, my dude. Had a great match, ended up getting fight of the night. Unfortunately, I lost with 30 seconds left. Went in for a shitty takedown, and Matt hit the most beautiful duck under on me and took my back for with 30 seconds left, and yeah, that was the deciding factor of the match, and sucked to lose, but I had a great experience, met a really cool ass dude, and ended up getting paid for losing, essentially, and also for putting on a great show. Everyone loved it. I thought it was dope. And yeah, and a week after that, I got to go to Sound and Fury Fest. It is the world's largest hardcore festival west of the Mississippi. And I got to see one of my favorite straight edge hardcore bands that was broken up for the past 10 years, actually, and came back to play just four shows on the United States soil. And yeah, I can't really put into words on how incredible that show was. It was incredible. Fucking amazing. You just had to fucking be there, and I ended up getting one of the sickest pictures taken of myself flexing my goddamn biceps and staring at the lead singer straight in the eyes. Kind of a sounds uncomfortable saying it out loud, but it's a pretty cool picture, I promise. Check it out on my Instagram. Oh, God. But yeah, it was one of the coolest experiences ever. And just getting to see a band that's been such a monumental part of my life, like being straight edge from 15 to 25 and singing those anthems throughout to, I don't know, just, it was a great experience. You just had to be there. You missed out. You missed out. Too bad. So sad. Yeah. What else? What else has happened then? Yeah. Just been chilling in San Diego, and working my ass off, trying to settle in just a little bit more, and hopefully land a dope ass gig, so I could just chill and do jiu-jitsu and hang out with my friends. You know? But yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this up. It is 7 minutes past midnight, and your boy need to get up in the morning to get his fucking hair cut and hair day was good. But yeah, I shall let you guys go, and thanks for tuning in to the Jordan Rombe podcast. I actually don't even recall if I did an introduction, because it's been so goddamn long since I've done one of these goddamn things. And but yeah, I'd like to thank my sponsors. Just kidding, I actually don't have any sponsors. But yeah, I just want to thank you guys for sponsoring me, for tuning in and giving up about 13, 14 minutes of your life to listen to myself ramble on about my life. So appreciate you. As Tupac says, you are appreciated. And yeah, I will now bow out and go to sleep, and I shall talk to you folks soon. Also, yeah, what Tupac says, keep your head up. Talk to you soon. See ya. Bye.